Yirmiyahu Perachav Beis Pasus Test Zayin Le'ilui Nishmas Betzalos V'Ben Moshe Yitzchak. One correction to yesterday's shir. I said it was Shoach Bashoshar that he painted the beautiful house that he had built vermilion. And then I said, vermilion's red, isn't it? And then I said, no, wait a minute. Isn't that green? It is not green. I had time to Google in between. Vermilion is a color family and pigment most often used between antiquity and the 19th century from the powdered mineral cinnabar. It is synonymous with red-orange, which often takes a modern form but is 11% brighter. So thank you, Wikipedia. So if you build a bright red house, but you built it on the backs of people who you didn't pay, that is a terrible thing to do. And Yehoyakim acted that way as compared to his very righteous father Yoshiyahu. Tezayin don din ani ve'evyon oz tov. Yoshiyahu judged the cases of the poor and the needy, and it went well for him. He was so righteous. What an incredible king. I wanted to name my son Yoshiyahu. It's confession time. I had a plan. When my wife was expecting our third child, I desperately tried to convince them to let me name him Yoshiyahu. I have probably told this story before. I said, look, it's not an old kind of stagnant name. You could call him Yahoo. It's a great nickname. And I tried to convince them, and the answer was a very solid no. And then Yoshiyahu turned out to be a girl anyway, and so Yoshiyahu wouldn't have been exactly right. So Zahava it was. But I still do not understand why more people don't name their sons Yoshiyahu, who is perhaps my favorite, as it were. If you can have a favorite, it's my favorite king in all of Tanakh. Tremendous person. He made a Pesach like a Pesach was never done before. We learned about him in Melachim, an unbelievable person and an unbelievable role model, and yet his own son goes off the derech and pays no attention. Halohit hada'as osin Hashem. And was this not in order for him to know me? Wherever there's mishpat and tzedakah, that's people who want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially when you take what you learn and you translate it into deeds, you translate it into actions. And Yoshiyahu always did such things. Yitzayin ki ein einecha v'libecha ki al bitzecha. But you, Yehoyakim, you only have eyes and your heart for your dishonest gains. All you want is your betza. Sone vatza, right? The Shoftim are supposed to be, the Sanhedrin, supposed to be sone vatza. All you want is bribery. V'aldam hanoki l'shpoch. And you spill innocent blood. V'al ha'oshek v'al hamarutza la'asos. And what you want to do is exploitation and hasty judgment. Everything Yoshiyahu did was l'shem shamayim, even eating and drinking. And Yehoyakim is the exact opposite, Nebuch. Yudches. And remember, Yoshiyahu was the son of Menashe, the most evil king we ever had, perhaps. And he did a complete turnaround, but unfortunately Yehoyakim chose to turn back to his Zedi rather than to go with his father. Lachain, and here we go. Now we finally say out loud who we're talking about. The Nach does not stint on words. Lachain ko amar Hashem el Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu melech Yehuda. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, king of Yehuda. Lo yispedu lo. Do not give a hesped for him. Do not give a mourning speech on his behalf. Hoi achi v'hoi achos. Saying things like, woe my brother, or woe my sister, we've lost a great man. Lo yispedu lo. Hoi adon v'hoi hodo. Don't mourn him by saying, woe Lord, woe to the master, the king. Woe to his glory. Woe, 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 woe. But you don't get to say anything positive about Yehoyakim. He doesn't deserve it. Says the Navi, Yirmiyahu. Yotes kivuras chamor yikaver. His burial will be the burial of a mule, of a donkey. Sachov v'hashleich. Dragged and cast forth me hal'a l'sha'arei Yerushalayim. From beyond the gates of Yerushalayim. And these words are fulfilled. So Yirmiyahu is giving this prediction, this nevuah, this prophecy, before the death of Yehoyakim, who was taken captive by the Babylonians and died on the road, and his corpse was dragged along and dropped in a pit, or left unburied on the wayside and completely forgotten. And there's a story in the Gemara, a tremendous, tremendous story, where the grandfather of Rav Preda found a skull near one of the gates of Yerushalayim, and he buried it. And then when he walked away, he found it again. And then he buried it a second time, and it popped up out of the ground. And he found it again. He said, this has to be the skull of King Jehoiakim. That his burial is going to be that as a donkey. And Rav Preda's grandfather said, it's not respectful to leave the skull. So he wrapped it in a silk cloth and brought it home and put it in the closet, which I suppose is what one does. And his wife went into the closet and found the skull in the closet when she was doing Pesach cleaning. And she went and told the neighbors, and the neighbors said to her, oh, well, he probably had a first wife and he killed her and he left the skull there. And so she took the skull, threw it in the oven to burn it up so that she wouldn't have any competition. And Rav Preda's grandfather said that what he said very cryptically was this and another one. And he was referring to the two punishments of Jehoiakim in terms of the burial. First, he was buried like a donkey, not in a grave. And then his skull was burnt because he burned the skull of Echad that Yirmiyahu HaNavi gave to him because he didn't want to admit the truth of what was going to happen. So then, Pasuk Chaf, Ali HaLevanon Utsa'aki, go up to Levanon and cry. Rabbi Barnell says this is a summons to Klal Yisrael. Go to the high mountains and cry out. Uva Bashan Tini Kolech. Lift up your voice in the Bashan. Vitzaki Me Avarim. Shout in all directions. Ki Nishberu Kol Me'ahavoyich. All of your lovers have been crushed. Who are the lovers of Israel? The foolish alliances that we made with other nations. Where we made alliances with Malchus Yisrael, the 10 tribes, Mitzrayim, Ashur, all crushed by Nebuchadnezzar. Yisrael crushed even earlier than that by Ashur. And there was going to be no help for Klal Yisrael. So says Rabbi Breuer, woe to this deluded man. He thinks he has established his power by building a giant cedar palace and painting it vermilion, which, remember, is red-orange. And his father, who did law and justice, did well with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Jehoiakim arrogantly builds his palace on broken, ravished lives and believes he has established his power forever. Unfortunately, Hashem tells him, no, you haven't.